Welcome back to the Crooked Spine Show. Today's interview is Sam, a University of Laverne student. He wants to understand how this chiropractor, myself, is still passionate after 20 plus years of being in practice with a partner and just overall life. So a couple questions he does ask me during this talk really helps understand, I guess, what we do in our office and how chiropractic can be a passion profession for anyone, because he's looking for career choices for one for him and his classmates. One of his questions he did ask was, what schooling is required to become a chiropractor? Another question was, too, what is the entry-level position after school, looking as your career as an associate or as a private practice member for one, too? Also, what is personality skills you do need as a chiropractor to be successful, not in practice, but again, to avoid burnout, too? Also, how to prepare yourself for the days when you see a patient, mentally and physically, you had to prepare yourself short-term and long-term, again, 20 years plus in practice, along with understanding, again, how to be passionate in your career, what's it take mentally, physically, post-schooling, education, even mentoring, too, really does help. So, listen to this talk, my friends, not very long, but allows you the experience of someone in healthcare who hopefully, as you'll see, is still passionate about seeing patients, about helping patients, and about staying healthy themselves to help their patients long-term. All right, my friends, enjoyed the talk. Again, the talk has the links in the post, have links to our previous our podcast as this show, but also previous podcasts too, as a YouTube video or as a podcast also. Enjoy my week, my friends. Have a good couple weeks, and I'll see you next week.
Sam?
Yeah.
What's this talk before, my friend? What are we doing?
Basically, like, why you got into this career.
Okay. So I got into this career, basically, I like to walk the walk, talk the talk. I like to stay active, I like to stay healthy. That's my overall goal. By doing that, as a chiropractor, I can speak to people about exactly how to stay healthy. Mm-hmm. Obviously, adjustments to treatment, that takes time. And a career meaning profession, you got to go to school, you got to pass classes, you got to do things like that. But again, what's the long-term goal? I just talked to someone yesterday about they wanted to go to school. I thought it was four, but what's the long-term goal of school? You know, school's never easy. School's always tough.
Right.
But can you get through and understanding what's your purpose down the line so long-term you have a career, a passion that you actually enjoy doing? That's the long-winded answer.
Okay. It's basically just like you want to be there to help people to be healthy, stay healthy.
To stay healthy, that's the goal.
Yeah.
Being healthy, getting help, someone healthy is a short-term process. It may sometimes take a couple months, maybe even a 3 or 4 months. Once they're healthy, how can they stay healthy? That's the goal. My best patients are ones that actually stay healthy. They come back more for checkups, and they refer people into my office because they understand what their story was, but also how it can help other people too.
Yeah. Before like getting into like the joint and like your other practice, what other jobs have you held in the past?
I've been a chemist. I've been a lifeguard. Those are probably my major jobs, I think. What else? Teacher. I was a teacher. I didn't like that at all. Those junior high kids, could not handle the hormones, I guess.
Yeah.
Those are my major probably careers from high school, out of college, and even post-college too. So yeah, those are probably my three. Again, lifeguard, taught junior high math and science, and also as a chemist.
What did you do as a chemist?
I worked in Corona, mixing, basically, like it was quality assurance. So things were to be done, but more of testing what was going on with the products. It was more of a drug company. It was a job, wasn't a career.
Oh, okay.
So when you talk about a job versus a career, what do you want to do long term? Yeah, and when you do that, when you do what you love and what you're passionate for, you enjoy doing it, no matter where you are, what you're doing.
Right.
I mean, I do have other positions too. That's why I like to multitask. But when you do that, then some people say, which I do, is my favorite day of the week is almost Monday. Because Monday, I know I'm going to go see my patients, get back to my routine during the week, how's everyone doing, get back to what I love to do. And I've done it for about 22 years now. Crazy, I'm like 110 years old. It's crazy. I don't know.
In a typical day, what skills and abilities do you feel like are the most important?
My biggest thing is my typical day, how to start my day, my day started is mindset. How do you get this here ready to see patients? A lot of people will see a doctor, a chiropractor, medical doctor, any type in healthcare, but a lot of it is how do you present yourself to your patients?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a good attitude? Are you positive? Are you open to what they're talking about? Communication. So I work out 7 days a week. I go to, on my 3 days a week, I do at 5:30 actually five, we started a class at 5:30, I get up at 4:15 to work out to get myself ready to work out. Mm-hmm. Other days, during the week, I get up at 5:30 to get up a little bit later, but I work out every day. By working every day gets my mind and body ready to do what I want to do. When you work out, there's endorphins that make your body actually feel good. If you feel good, at that point your mind is ready to really get into understanding and be happy for a patient. Patients come to my office, they're not the best day of their lives, but can I give them a good standard to set and aim for by greeting them properly, making sure I'm in a positive mood, get them positive. So walking in the office and go, what's up, Mr. Jones? What's up with you? My bad, my day's been horrible. Like, what is this wrong with this doctor?
Yeah.
So you want to make sure you're going in with a positive attitude. This is good, because they want to know who you are first. You want to make sure that you're a good person. Once they understand you're a good person, they can trust you to help them get you better.
Right.
But as a patient, you want to make sure, you almost, in healthcare, doesn't matter if chiropractor or not, you want to make sure you're looking at a patient's perspective. What do they see? How do I make sure I present myself well? Because how many times do you make a first impression?
Every time.
How many times make the first impression?
Oh, once.
Once, yes. I know it's early. But the thing is, you have one chance. Mm-hmm. So you want to make sure you walk in, hi, Mr. Jones, what's going on today? How can I help you? At that point, you're listening to that person. You're listening, they can see you listening to you. They can see you listening to them and focused on them. At that point, they know they're hopefully in the right place. That's the thing. You have one chance to get first impression, make it good. What's the most important thing about patients to see? What do you think? What's the one thing they want to see when they see you?
Professionalism.
Professionalism, yes. But how do you present professional but also personalism? You want to be personal and professional. Mm-hmm. You want it at the same time. I always walk into seeing a patient and I smile.
Right.
Big smile, small, whatever it is. When you smile, it shows that you're there for them. You're open. You're opening up yourself, and you're not being closed off, you're being more open to them to make sure they see that so they can open up to you. And they're making it personal, but also professional at the same time.
Okay.
I have a lot of patients that I'm friendly with, but not their friend. Make sense?
Yeah.
That's what we do. All right. What else, sir?
What are the things you like the most about your job?
I like seeing people. I like communication. Huge. I like to be able to communicate with them, obviously get them better, but see them get better. See their mind go, wow, this actually does work. Wow, I'm so amazed how well I'm doing. I can go back lifting weights again. I can go back to sleeping better. I want to see those results long term, but short term, when they see that wow, it actually does work. I had one patient tell me, she's a real nice lady, she comes in her second visit, and she had a bad back problem for a long time, a little bit older lady. She goes, I'm very concerned. I'm like, oh no, what happened? I'm thinking bad results, right?
Right.
Her perception of concern was she was feeling so much better, she was so curious why it was better. I'm like, why didn't you tell me initially? Freak me out. But that because, in healthcare, you're never gonna have 100% results all the time.
Right.
People that don't get better, find out why. You may have caused an issue too, based on your treatment, maybe something that happened. You have something that they didn't tell you about that may have caused more of a worse issue. That's going to happen. But can you have that friendly personal relationship with the patient, professional and personal, so they don't go, I'm gonna go see that doctor. They go, nah, he made a mistake. Mm-hmm. It's gonna happen once in a while. I have patients that come, I go, hey, you're not getting better, get the MRI. They get the MRI, comes back to the doctor, I need surgery. Like, I'm so sorry. Like, no, I'm glad. They go, I'm glad you caught that. I would have never gotten the MRI unless you told me to. So on my side, even though I'm like, oh God, what did I miss?
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing, when you have that relationship with the patient, at that point they trust you, good or bad, the results. What else, sir?
What are the most challenging aspects of your job?
It's sometimes not knowing exactly what the patient results might be based on their x-rays, their exam, not knowing the whole history. Sometimes you have things that are iffy that we treat, that I have no problem treating because I have good enough practice insurance, I'm fine. Kidding. But a lot of it is, can we give people a chance to get better?
Mm-hmm.
I tell people, we're probably like, hey, if someone's iffy if they're a chiropractic patient or not, I always go, hey, I'm gonna give you 2 weeks of care. See what you do. If I don't see improvement within 2 weeks, I'm sending you out for the MRI. I'm sending you out for some other type of specialist to make sure you get the right care for you. So that's my disclosure per se, because I wanna make sure the door's open. I'm not gonna say, I'm gonna fix everything under the sun. No, that's unrealistic. That's ego. I'm old enough. I don't have an ego anymore. What else, my friend?
What is the key to establishing an entry-level position?
It's getting through school. That's the key. And when you're in school, the number one thing, and when people, kids, and when I say kids, students don't understand, when you're in school, it's your best time to network with other students, but also doctors in your area. Mm-hmm. I mean, back in when I came out of school, there was no World Wide Web. Mm-hmm. There was no Facebook. There was no Instabook, Facegram, YouTube, all that stuff too. You had Yellow Pages. You know what Yellow Pages are?
Yellow Pages?
Oh my God, Sam. It's just history of communication. Yellow Page was this big book you'd get every year from the city, I think. City or, I think it was city or county. And it had everyone, every business in the area. So it was alphabetically ordered. So some people would go, their AAA was what? Because they would be first in line on that in that category.
Right.
So we're in office and I took my alumni list from my school, took my Yellow Pages in my area and said, okay, how do I match these up? What doctors do I know that are in my area? That was my icebreaker. I'm going to your school now. I'm a first term student, chiropractic student. I want to come and volunteer. Mm-hmm. I want to shadow, no charge. I don't want to charge anything. I just want to make sure I can shadow and learn what you learned. So you're not a threat.
Right.
When you volunteer, you build a reputation with that doctor or that staff. So you know, hey, when he comes out of school, I want to hire him. Because at that point, it's the best time to get your experience in there by shadowing and interning. Gives you that door in that doctor so you get to know who you are. Maybe you work with that doctor, but then they may know someone who downstream who needs a doctor. And even not even that, my financial advisor got me to where I am now with the place I work full time. But again, having these connections in your area allows you to hear, hey, someone needs a chiropractor, you want to go interview? I'm like, perfect, yeah, sure. But they get to know you first. So having a good reputation is the key when you're going through school to get that job lined up per se into a position. You almost aim for that, say, when you're starting school, where do I want to work? Who do I want to work for? Who can I volunteer with to make sure I get that entry level position?
Okay.
Cool, yeah. What else?
What developments do you see in the chiropractic in the next 5 to 10 years?
A lot of expansion, getting into more areas, becoming more common use for healthcare, making sure that happens for people. So at that point, more people are seeing different offices like I'm a private practice, but places like The Joint or there's ChiroCare too. Other ones out there that are becoming more nationwide are able to market chiropractic as a general healthcare, a wellness center to make people understand it can be used different ways. As a private office, I have a very minimal budget to market.
Right.
It's more personal referral, which is always the best way, personal referral, but it's very small within 10 mile radius. When you have national companies going out there and marketing for you, people go, hey, I saw this, do you guys offer this? I saw there's chiropractic is available, do you offer this? Insurance is becoming less and less paying for chiropractic, it's a lot more out of pocket, where people are willing to pay for that quality type of care to get themselves well and stay well, not just get medication all the time. So that's our niche, is we don't medicate, we're natural health care, we want you getting healthy naturally so you can stay that way for the rest of your life. You're not going to be, I'm not Tylenol deficient.
Yeah.
So how do you stay healthy naturally? That's our overall goal.
What do you see as the best opportunities for people entering?
A lot of it is finding places like I said, national places like The Joint, for example, or other companies like that, that may give you, if you can't find a private practice, gives you an in to get the experience. So getting the experience in there, and as a chiropractor, getting to adjust people every day gives you experience to actually learn how different people work. I mean, becoming an expert in your field, any field, that chiropractor or something else, is really about getting more knowledge and experience in your field. Knowledge through school maybe, through seminars, but experience is getting your hands on people. Literally, that's what we do. We adjust people literally. So we wanna make sure you get enough people in the body to get that experience, and once you get your license, to get out there and see people. So if I was to have an intern there, I would go, hey, go and work somewhere. A lot of CPAs do this. Go and work for H&R Block because they have great training, go get your experience, and then come back and work for your private practice. A good way to get your residency done is experience is somewhere else, then come in and then buy into practice or partnership or start your own, because now you have the experience to run it well right off the bat.
What professional organizations do you belong to?
I don't do a lot. I used to do the chamber stuff, but a lot of just chiropractic. That's it. I try to stay very local and tunnel vision for patients. That's it.
What publications would would you recommend?
A lot of it is going to be, I want to say, publication, meaning for me, more podcasts, more videos, finding doctors. If you want to be in chiropractic, for example, or any field at all, what doctors are doing it now that are putting information out that are on YouTube, on Facebook, on Instagram, wherever you want to look at your social media, at that point, what are they doing now? How are they presenting themselves and learning how they present themselves and maybe mimicking or copying or shadowing that type of communication? If they have a lot of these that are for a long time, what are they doing right that I can start doing now in school to get myself ready so when I come out of school, I already have a reputation on social media, because that's where people go now, right? No more yellow pages, they're dead. So go to social media to actually find people, find the good chiropractors because they have enough stuff out there. That's the key.
What advice would you have for me if I were to go look for a job in this field?
Right now is go and volunteer. Go and volunteer, go and volunteer, go and volunteer. At that point, shadow, intern. Find ways to get into an office by volunteering, and then they get to see who you are. Then when an opportunity comes, then they can hire you. Or again, knowing someone down the street that may need a job. Hey, so this doctor went out, he's going to go on disability for a while, he's injured, can you go and work for him? Boom. It's going to happen, but you need to stay in the field you want to work, maybe chiropractic or something else. How can I get into an office and just go and volunteer? And again, you're going to have to log averages. You're going to have to go in and maybe ask 10 offices, private offices, and maybe two or three will say, yeah, come and volunteer. Mm-hmm. And you may go and be like, I don't really like this place. You go to the other one. But you need to ask 10 doctors, 10 offices to get the one or two. Can ask one and go, they said no, so never mind, I'm done. Yeah. Find someone else to do. No, you have to be resilient to ask enough offices to get that experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we do. Nothing else, Sammy?
No, that's it.
Well, thanks for watching, guys. Hope that helps you understand. Again, Sam's going to score now at Cal Poly. He's trying to... Laverne and Stern. Sorry, that was one of the options before when he was looking at schools. So a lot of it is at Laverne, is how to get into a field when you're going to college. Looking at your postcode, what do you want to do? What's going to actually be in there? And if you want to do kinesiology, it gives you ability to get into a physical therapy, chiropractic, even a DO field too, help people on one-on-one and physically help them. So thanks for watching, guys. Have a good day.